from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's have some fun with audio. Football edition. We've got a motivational speech, the likes of which you've never heard before. You have a former starter in the NFL rapping unintentionally. Mm. And then a legendary football coach in a Fun With Audio blast from the past. Which would you like to go with first?
Surprise me.
Okay. I feel like the order that we will have here, this is very fitting. You know the rapper Kodak Black?
Yes.
Infamous for his arrests, his weird, very weird appearances on hip-hop radio stations, and then also, wasn't he Florida Panthers, twerking in the Florida Panthers when that Kodak Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever. Yeah, wow. That's a deep cut.
We got a lot going on with Kodak Black. Now we can add to it Kodak Black, motivational speaker to a youth football program. He decided he was going to drop in on a youth football practice in the Miami area and impart some wisdom on the youngsters there getting ready to play football. Let's take a listen.
Say no to drugs. They too good. Y'all don't like it. You go crazy.
Oh. He went full Lawrence Taylor.
Say no to drugs.
He said, say no to drugs. They're too good. They'll make you go crazy. Mm. I don't think that's the messaging that the parents and the coaches were looking for, Kodak.
Yeah, I remember in high school.
Say no to drugs. They're too good.
The dare messaging. I remember being younger and like, don't do drugs. You won't like them. They're not any fun. I remember being in high school and then talking to RIP, Dan Bartolin, the dare officer for Beaverton for so long. And him being much more honest with, yeah, the DARE campaign probably should have been something along the lines of, not that you won't like them, you'll like them too much.
So maybe, maybe Kodak Black was just taking that and just being like, I'm going to be honest with these kids. Yeah. You're really going to like these.
Cocaine, terrible time.
They're going to make you crazy, though. And I think he's just like, look at me. Look at me right now. Don't do drugs. They're
make terrible
good.
Life choices and a lot of face tattoos.
They're going to make you go crazy. All right. Well, I think the easy transition from there is to Jameis Winston, also from Florida State University.
Fantastic.
Go from the Florida State legend up to Cleveland now. Was asked about Deshaun Watson and unintentionally gave us the most Jameis Winston response possible.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Oh my, can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
We need Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone from Jameis's drop.
Do you remember Don't Be a Menace to South Central?
While drinking juice in the hood. Yep.
The cellmate, wasn't the Brothers of Islam, but it was being a mock of that. Well, the line was one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. That's the first thing. Because he went full Louis Farrakhan. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Jameis Winston unintentionally might be the funniest man on planet Earth.
No, it's fantastic. The first time I heard this, I immediately thought, like, if he allows himself post-career to go do, like, start up a podcast and is self-deprecating, like Jeff Teague, it'll go multi-platinum.
I think you are right there. But I don't think that he even needs to allow himself to be self-deprecating. He seems to me like the kid that could just never control himself in class and would just blurt things out. Jameis is going to do that. The worst thing where Jameis will run into problems in his post-career podcasting is that he is going to tell stories that should never be told because he just doesn't know that he shouldn't be talking about that. I think that will be where it's at. I mean, look no further than Jameis and how he got in trouble at Florida State. Remember, the first Jameis issue was the grabbing by the that he stood up in the student union on a chair and yelled it in the middle of the student union. That was the first time I was like, this Jameis guy may be a loose cannon here.
Yeah, ever so slightly. I mean, the crab legs probably was your first indication.
No, that was after the grabbing by the pee.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, Jameis is...
Of all the things of steel, man.
I still believe that the reason why that happened is because Jameis Winston was given the green light by an employee to, yeah, man.
Go ahead, grab those.
Whatever you need. Just come in, grab it. And then somebody didn't get the agreement. And Jameis went in to do that and...
Because otherwise, it's the most unhinged thing ever.
Because at that time... They couldn't say, like, oh, we have an agreement with him. We have, like, an NIL agreement with him. That was impermissible benefits, so everybody had to just shut up, and Jameis had to take his medicine for that one.
Get a misdemeanor for stealing crab legs.
For a little shoplifting there. I believe it was the guy behind the counter. That's where this was. The guy behind the counter, he had a handshake agreement, and somebody missed that memo.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
All right, our third piece of fun with audio today is a blast from the past. Marv Levy, remember Marv Levy?
Mm.
Marv Levy, former head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and this will blow your mind, because how old do you think Marv Levy was when he was coaching the Bills?
He looked 70.
Yeah, he was the head coach of the Bills from 1986 to 1997.
Yeah. He looked 70 then, but I bet you he was probably like 40.
We go back like 25 years ago. He was still coaching for it was like the final year of the Buffalo Bills.
I believe the sound is from 1994, so we're at a square 30 years.
We're at 30 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. 30 years ago, Marv Levy was 69 years old. He's alive and kicking, by the way.
Good God, so he was older than dirt then.
He's 99 years
old.
Good
for him.
As of August 3rd, 99.
Yeah. But I will tell you, watching the Super Bowls in like 91, 92, 93... I thought he was the oldest man on earth. Well, I really did.
Well, it's because of the silver hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not even silver. It was white. It was void of color.
I thought he was at least 80 back then.
It looked like Southern Oregon.
Yeah, it was... What?
Very white.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well,
Way to go.
30 years ago, he fired Chuck Dickerson. And boy, did he not hold back on his thoughts on old Chucky.
Sometimes if you don't punch back, you're going to get punched out. So since this is my coach's show, I'm going to do something. All the coaches I've ever worked with, I've had great regard for, and have never had reason or the desire to say anything derogatory about. But I think the fans in Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills fans, deserve to know why I fired Chuck Dickerson. I think they deserve to know why I fired him. What he's doing now is destructive to the Buffalo Bills, and that certainly is prerogative. But what he did as a member of our coaching staff was destructive to the Buffalo Bills. Just as what he did as a member of every coaching staff he's ever served on, and I've talked to many of those coaches, was destructive. That's why he's been fired more times than a Civil War cannon, to tell you the truth.
He was
his treatment of the players was degrading. His idea of motivation was to say, hey, boy, get your bleeping fat bleep over here. That was his idea of motivation. He was regarded as a buffoon by our players.
Wow.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He didn't hold back. Was Chuck Dickerson the kicking coach? Was he Steve Norwood's coach?
Oof, ouch, that's tough. Oh, not wide left.
All right, fine, wide right then. Mm. Wow.
You know, the fact that Marv Levy wrote down, because you know he did.
Yeah.
He wrote down, fired more times than a Civil War cannon, because even he chuckled at his own line. It's like, yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, just wait till we get to the second piece of sound from this.
Yeah.
You thought he didn't hold back in that first one.
He went all in. He went all in. And by the way, there were several quotes from Chuck Dickerson where, my good golly, Miss Molly. He was a defensive line coach, by the way. He would mock other teams' offensive linemen, right? He called the Redskins' offensive line, their tackle, Joe Jacoby, a Neanderthal. He slobbers a lot. He probably kicks dogs in his neighborhood. So he was a quote machine in his own right.
Good Lord.
He said Jim Lachey has bad breath. Players will fall down without even touching him. Okay? Chuck Dickerson was a quote machine in his own right, and Marv Levy stepped up to the task.
He was a defensive coordinator for 1 year at the University of Minnesota. Self-proclaimed defensive genius. The Gophers went 1-10. Here are some of the scores. Illinois 50-23. Wisconsin 56-17. Michigan 58-10 over Minnesota. Iowa 61-10 over Minnesota. Ohio State 69-18 over Minnesota. Nebraska 84-13 over Minnesota.
Tom Osborne said it. Watch this.
During the course of the year, they scored 518 points. That's an average of 47 points a game. Think how many they would have scored if he wasn't a defensive genius.
Good God.
And but mind you,
was Kirk Ferentz the coach then?
Mind you, this is 1994, where Marv Levy actually had to turn some pages of some books here. He wasn't just
hitting... No internet.
He wasn't firing up Google.
He went and searched game results and did the scroll at the library to see the...
Microfilm. He went on the microfilm, and he was turning right there.
That's a level of hatred that I aspire to. That's my kind of petty. Doing work for your petty.
God bless you, Marv Levy.
God, I
love
that.
That's a gold medalist at the Petty Olympics right there.
Damn right it is.
Now he's 99 years old and he's still kicking.
And he's probably still talking S about Chuck Dickerson.
I bet you Chuck Dickerson's probably not around.
Chuck Dickerson died in February.
See?
February 6th.
That was Marv's final line.
Yeah.
I lived longer than you too, sucker.
Hot damn. Look at that. So Bad Blood, it runs hot with Marv Levy. Don't get on Marv Levy's bad side. Don't get on his bad side one bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.